Rejoice with me this morning. Holy, mighty, worthy, worthy of our praise.
Oh, Just wanted to remind you that the flowers up here have been given to the church from Vicki Anderson, whose husband passed away this past week. And their daughter got married yesterday. Sydney got married yesterday to Jimmy Tebow. But it's not spelled like the Tebow you're thinking. It's like Faribault. So that's, but they got married yesterday, and so they gave the church this bouquet, and a lot of things going on. Oh, we're there too. Yeah, there's two bouquets. That's one thing. I knew there was another one, but I didn't see that one. We're there. How do you like the rain? It's good to get married on a rainy day. It was on and off yesterday, but it was good. Which reminds me, there is a church picnic planned for this afternoon. We are going to Plan B. Plan B will be here at 4 o'clock today. And so everything is working out well. Dean Ramsey is on his way to Lincoln, Nebraska. His brother's in the hospital, so he's there. I don't know if he's going to make it back or not. But he called to say that he needed to be there. He said, yeah, family, let's go because it's family to be there. And and he said, well, to some extent that he couldn't really say a whole lot. Like, it doesn't matter. Just that for you to be there says a lot. And so that's where he's headed. So he feels bad that he probably will not be back. But we understand that. So I just want to congratulate Jimmy and Sydney. If there's anyone here that is connected with the wedding party, which I doubt, but there could be. Oh, Dave and Connie are here. Oh, they're from Texas. There might be somebody else. I think there's somebody who's from New York. Guys, way back from New York, it's glad that you stopped by. You know? You're not riding a motorcycle because you're going to Sturgis, right? That's good. Well, it's just, you got a bulletin as you came in. There's a lot of things in there. I'm not going to read all of them. Just wanted to let you know that Jim and Peg Ebel have gone to Sioux Falls this morning. Their daughter-in-law, Tammy, who is qualified for a kidney and a liver transplant, she was moved into the critical care unit in Sioux Falls here a couple days ago. But they're just going, just because of their son Mark, who's married to Tammy, just can use some people there to support him and be near to him. So keep them in your prayers, as well as Gordon Willett. That's Pat Garrell's brother. How's he doing, Pat?
He's still in the hospital.
Yeah. So you're here, though. That means he's doing okay. We prayed for him before.
Lots. Appreciate it.
We just keep on keeping him before the Lord. And we have one thing that's not in here that should be in here is day camp. Be praying for day camp that starts tomorrow. And we're so thankful that we can have that. That's why the decorations in the fellowship hall are there. It's all for day camp that starts tomorrow. And don't pull anything down. You can look at things, but don't pull anything off the walls or out of the ceiling.
I was
going to
say, too, if you don't want to be a helper, but you just want to come and see what's going on, please come. We love heaven.
There you heard it right from one of the coordinators, Dina, and the other one is Sarah Reef, that's helping around this year, too. So, yeah, let it come. You'll be automatically in crowd control. But, you know, just your presence will make the kids look twice before they do something.
And be careful of your blue tablecloths, because we want them to be nice with the kids.
Oh, yeah. Don't put any holes in the tablecloths on the table. Anything else that we got to talk about here today? Oh, yeah, board meeting on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Keep that in mind, too. So you did see a nice, really nice little thank you from Cheryl Meyer. That's in the back of the insert in the bulletin today. Thank you, Cheryl, for that took time to do that. And that's why you got the brace on your hand. But thanks so much for that. Let's just have a word of prayer together this morning. It's just so good to see everybody here today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the sound of rain. And Lord, we know that not everybody here can hear that. But we are grateful that even if we cannot hear it, if we go outside, we definitely feel it. And we know that this is something that we have prayed for, that we have needed for a long time. And we're just glad that this morning we can enjoy the wetness that will revive the land and the grass in this area and the crops. And so, Lord, this morning we just pray for the churches in Laurel, Nebraska that found out that there's just something very tragic that happened in their community just in the last couple of days. And yet they meet together today, and I'm sure that's what's on everybody's heart and everybody's mind. So we have the pastors in that community and the people that attend, that they will still know, Lord, that even though there's a lot of crazy things that happen in this life, that you are still in control. And we can have that hope, and we can have that security because we have a faith in Jesus Christ that sees us through all the things that come our way. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that is here today. And Lord, you know every heart that is here this morning. And as we come to your table later on in the service, Lord, and just may everybody know that it's a free thing. That anyone can come to your table and partake. Spend time with you one-on-one. And rejoice. Knowing the salvation that you have given to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for this morning, all the things that are in this bulletin as well. We pray for those that need touch from you today, no matter what it is, and no matter who they are. May they see Jesus Christ in some way and just reach out to him by faith, as we do here today as well. In your name we pray. Amen. name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Caught you sleeping. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our heart by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit. Perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're going to just take some time of just silence is for you to spend with the Lord, one-on-one, and just listen to Him or talk to Him. Confess your sins or just thank Him for being a part of your life this morning. Let's just take some time and do that.
Walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
And the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. And he took him outside and said, look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. As he looked up and saw all the stars. And Abram believed the Lord. Very important, this verse number 6. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness. He also said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it. But Abram said, O sovereign Lord, just want to stop there at 6. Heavenly Father, use this text today in our hearts and in our lives. Help us to see Jesus in all that we read from your word, the Bible. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Let me ask you this question this morning. What is your FICO score? What is your FICO score? Do you know what a FICO is? I really didn't either. I don't know what it is even today. But there's a FICO score that has to do with your credit card. And that's important because this number of your FICO score reveals how reliable you are when it comes to paying back money that you have borrowed or you've taken on a loan. The highest you can get is 850, and no one gets that. No one here has $850. And if you do, you probably it's because you don't have a credit card. But $850 is the tops. And so if you've got a score that is like from 800 to 850 range, you will never be denied because you're in the exceptional category of paying back what you have borrowed. So there's no problem with whatever you whatever want, they would definitely give you the money to do it. If your FICO score is from 740 to 799, it is very good. That's two thumbs up. If your score is 670 to 739, it's only one thumbs up. It's good, still good, but it's only one thumb. If your score is 580 to 669, it is so-so, it's fair. The last one, if it's 300 to 579, it is, or below that, then it is two thumbs down. It's poor, and you're in trouble. So that's why, what's your FICO score today? And usually it'll be on your statement. If you have a credit card, it'll tell you what it is. So when I get a bill, I pay for it right away, and my wife says, you can wait a couple days, can't you? I go like, no, I gotta get that in the mail and get it back done, because I want my FICO score to stay up there. And she thinks I'm nuts. That's I just kind of go like, words of wisdom to anybody who's here. It's okay to have a credit card as long as you pay it when you get the statement. If you can't pay off the whole thing, you're going to be paying a lot more interest and above what you have been, billed for. So here's something we're going to look at here today. What would it be like to balance your checkbook and find that you have more in your account than there should be? Has that ever happened to you? You get your statement, you go like, well, this can't be right. It doesn't balance. I got more than I should have. And you call your bank and you say, hey, I got a discrepancy here with my statement. I'm trying to balance my checkbook. And they look it over and they confirm to you that the statement they sent out is correct. That is what you have in your account. You have $1 billion more than you thought. That means if you go fill up your car, you can go to the Dairy Queen, and you can go to your favorite restaurant, and you can celebrate. Yahoo! That means you can also get married. But that would be quite something, wouldn't it? To find out you got $1 million that you didn't think you had in your account. Well, what this has got to do with the message? It has a lot to do with the message. Because that's where verse 6 comes in our text today. It says, Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness. What was given to Abraham because he believed in God's word that made him leave his land of Ur, and he was a Chaldean, and he became the father of the Jewish nation, the Hebrews, because he believed in God telling him to move to a land that God would show him. He didn't even give him the details. It just says, hey, it's time to move. Go. And even though we find that Abram is kind of arguing with God here a little bit, or just he's frustrated because he's saying, like, you said, if I would follow your word and come to the land you'd show me, that I would have descendants that would be like the stars or like the sands of the sea. There'd be so many of them that you can't count them all. And so he's kind of just going back and forth with God of saying, you said this, I followed you, and now at this point in time, because he's up there in years, he's like 90 years old, and he was given the promise when he was 75, And his wife then is 10 years behind him, so she's about 80 at this time. And he's saying to God, I'm going to have to give whatever I have to Eliezer of Damascus. And not to somebody, not my own child, because I don't have any. And believe me, being this old, nothing is going to work like it is going to work, you know, when we were younger. You know, God sometimes doesn't make sense, does he? But he's making sure, even though Abram doesn't see it, but he's making sure that when something happens here in his life, because we know that Sarai will give birth when she's 90 to Isaac, which makes Abraham, he will be 100. And God is saying this, I want you to know for sure that when this happens, you know that God did this. There is no other explanation that can be said. And so time with God is not like our time. And so when Abram believed that God was still going to be true to his promise, we find in verse 6 that God credited to him as righteousness. One thing is that if you were a Jewish person, you thought that God was against you if you did not have any kids. Children were always looked upon as someone valuable. It was a great thing because God's blessing is on you if you had a child or more. And the other thing here is that it was important to be righteous in God's sight. How can a sinful person become righteous in God's sight? Now notice what happens here in verse 6. This is the John 3:16 of the New Testament here in Genesis. Abram believed the Lord and he credited to him as righteousness. God gave his righteousness to Abram. And those who will be like Abram, those who will come to believe and have faith in God's word like Abram did. We see a better picture of that. We go to the book of Romans in the New Testament, chapter 4. We'll talk about Abraham and how he received righteousness because he believed and trusted in God. But it was God who put everything in his account. It was God who did it, not Abram. Not Abraham. Not Sarah. God did it. And it's that way with salvation to each and every one of us. God gives that. He forgives our sins and he gives us righteousness. When Jesus went to the cross, he took on himself our unrighteousness. He took on himself our sins. And he paid the price that should have been ours. When we come to believe and trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior, that is when we then, God gives us his righteousness. Because we believe in his Son. Who paid the price for us. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
He did it all. And it's available to each and every person that is here today. So just throw out the window, if you are here today and you're thinking like, man, I just don't know if I'm good enough to go to heaven, or I just don't know if I'm good enough in God's sight. Well, the answer to that is, you're right, you're not. And you never will be. No matter what you do. Because you cannot earn salvation and you cannot buy it. It is something that is given to you. It's a gift. And God gives us that gift through his Son. So I know it's communion. But let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I don't know how more simple it can be or however more simple it can be said, that what takes place here in Genesis points us to what you did in the New Testament with your son Jesus by sending him to live among us. And even though you went through all of that, there were people who did not believe. Nothing has changed since then. There's still people today. Maybe someone here this morning who does not believe or trust in Jesus Christ, his or her personal Savior, that are still trying to do things to make you love them more and to make you more happier with them than they could ever try or think you could be. But Lord, help them not to believe that lie. You love us just as much today as you've always loved us. And nothing will change that. Even if we're sent to hell, Lord, it's like you're the one that will say, I love them. But they rejected my son. I don't want anyone to ever go to hell. But only you can be the judge of that. And so you give us time here on earth to make that possession by faith in the one whom you sent and died on the cross and rose again. And he's here with us today. So Lord, we're here today just to say, here, this is the truth. And we can never stand before you to say, I never heard the truth. But you will ask us, what have you done with my Jesus? What have you done with my son in your life? And if we just say, I didn't do anything with him, or I rejected him, then it leaves no choice that we send ourselves to an eternity where we do not want to go. But when we have Jesus, there is much to look forward to. Lord, I just thank you for my friend who's not with us anymore, Dwayne Anderson. He did a lot of thinking. And he believed a lot, too. And he trusted in you, even though if he didn't understand all of it, but he just said, well, God says it. I believe that. Even if I don't understand it completely, I believe and trust in him. There could be someone here today who's in that same boat. May he or she not put it off any longer, but to say, Lord, Jesus is real. Jesus does not lie. Jesus is who he said he is, the Savior of the world. He paid my price for my sins. Thank you for this wonderful gift that you've given to me today. I believe and I trust in you. Amen. We can transition to our communion service by reciting the Apostles' Creed. I invite you to stand. It should be up on the monitors. We can say it together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered in Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
want to make it known to you that you do not have to be a member of Harbor of Joy to take communion. It's open to anyone, so I mean, even if you're visiting here, it's up to you. If you want to come and take communion, we would just encourage you to do that. If that's something you'd like to do, it's open for you. There's two stations. There's one on the ground down here, so that you don't have to go up any steps or go down any steps. And then you can just walk around and be seated where you are seated now. The other one is up on the front by the altar. If you want to go up to there, you can kneel if you want to. If you can't kneel, you can still stand up there. You can still pray. Just having one-on-one will serve you there. You'll be served here as well as up on the platform. And just want you to know that there is gluten-free wafers. They're the ones that are in plastic. So no one can touch them but you. So if that is something that's a concern for you, there is gluten-free wafers. There is wine in the cup, and there's grape juice. If you want grape juice, just hold your hand like this, and those that will be serving you will give you grape juice. If you don't do that, they'll let you be given wine, and either one is fine. So I think that's all the instructions to give you. But it's a time that Jesus said he opens it up to all who love him to come to his table. And he meets us. He meets us. And he strengthens our faith through what we are going to be able to do through his invitation. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, you probably can't see that, can you, Marla? I'm going to just set this down here. And I'll put it back up there after communion. But the night in which Jesus was betrayed, and who betrayed him? Judas Iscariot. He took the bread and he broke it. And he said to his disciples, "Take and eat all of it. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He likewise then took the cup. He raised it up and he gave thanks to his Father. He told his disciples, "This is my blood for the forgiveness of sins. Drink all of it. Remember what I'm going to do for you. But this is my blood. Giving you my body, giving you my blood. Remember this." So, with that, I'll invite those who are going to help serve to come. And then the ushers will usher you when the time comes for you to come. crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ, who has now given you his holy body and blood, through which he has made full satisfaction for all your sins. May he strengthen and preserve you in a true faith unto everlasting life. Let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Sweet!